You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Thursday afternoon, and Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather in Chicago joins us as usual. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Tell me about the weather forecast for right here in the Midwest. It's been a really good start to the growing season.
It's a great start, but it really depends on where you are. If you're in Illinois, you're looking at really nice conditions, given that we've seen a pretty decent mix of dry and wet periods. And we've seen a lot warmer temperatures over the last several days. So overall, conditions from Illinois and east are about the best for the central U.S. at the moment. As you head to the north and west, excessive wetness becomes a bit of an issue as you head into northwest Iowa, southwest Minnesota, southeast South Dakota, and northeast Nebraska. So that intersection right around the Sioux City to Sioux Falls area. Some of those areas have seen over 8 to 12 inches of rain over the last 30 days, much of that having occurred within the last week or two. So those areas are experiencing some field flooding, and that is a bit of a problem for the corn and soybeans that are grown there. However, we would argue that that's a relatively small portion of the corn and soybean belt that is too wet. Depending on how you look at it, you could argue that 10 to 20% of U.S. corn and soybeans are too wet based on some of our proprietary applications, but the other 80 to 90% are generally looking at very nice, favorable soil conditions. So the picture is a bit mixed at the moment. We do need to see some drier weather in the northern areas, and it looks like some drier weather is coming up, especially once we get into Monday and Tuesday and a strong cool front clears the Corn Belt.
So going forward, that area that has been so very wet looks like it will dry out. How about the rest of the Corn Belt, that 80 to 90%? Will they have rainfall that comes periodically and continues the good growing conditions?
It certainly looks that way. We do have several rain chances across the southern half to two-thirds of the Corn Belt, not only for the next couple of days, but all the way through Monday or Tuesday. Once we get beyond Tuesday, we'll start to see a cooler pattern temporarily develop, but that does occur in advance of a sharply warmer pattern that is fairly probable to begin right around the end of June and into the beginning of July. Now, before you get too excited that we think that some warming is coming up and that we could even see some hotter temperatures with highs in the 90s, the pattern does look fairly conducive to thunderstorm clusters. There's really two reasons for that. The first reason is that we have ample soil moisture across the Corn Belt. When you add heat to wet soils, that causes humidity levels to increase more than would otherwise occur. And just because of that alone, we tend to have a fundamental source for humidity that will fuel thunderstorms. Beyond that, the other reason is that the low-level wind flow continues to flow northward from the Gulf of Mexico, and the Gulf of Mexico has tropical air at this time of the year. So either way, you're going to have warm and muggy air. You throw a storm system or two on top of that, and that's how you make thunderstorm clusters. So we're just not super concerned at this point about a hot and dry pattern going forward.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for taking the time with us this week, and we'll talk with you again in 7 days.
Sounds great, Todd. Thanks a lot.
Mike Tenores with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report and helps us wrap it up. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.